Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon, and look who's been hosting with me this week. Not once, not twice, but three times.
I'm Frank Isola. I believe they call that the Trisola.
You're not going to try to patent that, are you?
There's actually a restaurant in Florence called the Trisola.
Get out.
I can get you a reservation. I can get you
out.
With all the travel.
Aren't you related to the owner?
There's a relation there.
This is good.
You're
breaking news
you
here.
Give me
the start of PTI.
Tell me the date I get you in there.
All right. Let me speed it up some. Welcome to PTI. Tony's back tomorrow. But today, I am joined once again by our great friend, Mr. Frank Isola.
Everybody goes to Isola. Everybody.
Restaurant reservations for everybody in Italy. Let's start with a blockbuster trade in the NBA. The Trailblazers sent Damian Lillard to the Bucks. In return, Portland gets Drew Holiday from Milwaukee, at least for now, and DeAndre Ayton from the Suns. And the Suns get Yusef Nurkic and depth. Frank, what does this do for all involved?
Every once in a while, Mike, we get one of these blockbuster deals in September, October, sometimes early November. Damian Lillard wanted to go to a team that has a chance to win a championship. He just got traded to the team that finished with the best record in the NBA last year. Of course, got knocked out by Miami, and it wasn't because of Drew Holiday. Drew Holiday's a good player, good offensive player, great defensive player. They did get better offensively. Milwaukee did. I think what they're doing, not to get too complicated with contracts, but Drew Holiday can opt out of his contract after this season. Giannis has put it out there, we're going to do enough to keep me in Milwaukee. Well, guess what? Damian Lillard is under contract for at least three more years. Yeah. I think they kicked the can down the road, got a great offensive player, and let's face it, it puts a ton of pressure on none other than Damian Lillard.
It does put a pressure. It puts a lot of pressure on Lillard and on Giannis.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, now basically Bucks ownership has said, Giannis, you ask us to step up.
That's
we
right.
just did. Ball is in your court, proverbially right. and literally. So I get that. I'm going to look at some other teams here. I don't know what it does for Milwaukee, first of all, though. I think it improves him. I'm a Dame Lillard guy. I believe in him. I believe in who he is in a locker room, who he is as a teammate. But, man, Drew Holiday brings a lot.
Yeah, he does.
I'm not saying this is the same as Boston getting rid of Marcus Smart, because that, to me, is going to hurt them. I just don't know where this is going to lead Milwaukee in terms of all the things you need to do to win in a basketball season. The Suns getting Nurkic and depth. I mean, you know how I hate Grayson Allen. But now a team I care about is there. By the way, you want him on your team.
He's going to compete.
He's going to compete. They just got physically tougher.
Yeah.
With Nurkic and
100%.
Allen and Nasir Little. They got tougher. They got even
Nurkic
more depth.
Nurkic could defend Nikola Jokic, his former teammate in Denver.
Okay, so I get that. You know who the big loser is?
Oh, yeah.
Miami.
That's right.
The Miami Heat. Because if you're Jimmy Butler and Pat Riley and all those guys, Bam Adebayo, you're sitting there thinking you're going to get Dame that sometime before November, when the season essentially starts, 25th of October, they're going to give, they're going to offer more, they're going to sweeten it, they're going to get Dame Lillard, and they're going to be the favorite in the East. I think we were all waiting on that. Not so fast. They're not the favorite in the East.
Now. Well, and no. And Damian Lillard, you know, he wanted to go to a contender. Now, he doesn't get the weather that he wanted, but he actually has a team that has won a championship. We know Eric Spoelstra's won. We know that Pat Riley has won. But Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo, yes, they've been to the finals, but they haven't won yet. And I think for Giannis, he's going to be motivated. He's got a bit of a Kobe Bryant mentality. He's just driven player. He knows he's the reason that they lost in the first round to Miami. He got hurt. Then when he came back for game five, he was 10-23 from the free throw line. So he's going to come off of that season. You look at Damian Lillard, the last 2 years, didn't play in a lot of games. And Damian Lillard's biggest moment in the NBA, conference finals, played the Golden State Warriors, no Kevin Durant. He couldn't take a game off the Warriors. So he wanted to win. It's a, believe it or not, it's a better situation for him than Miami was.
Here's the question, ultimately. Does this reorder what we think about the NBA at the top, not just the East?
I know.
Does this help Milwaukee, if they needed to, square up with the Denver Nuggets champions?
Yeah.
Does it help put them on even basis talent-wise with the Phoenix Suns, with the Lakers, who had a great offseason?
I absolutely think that it does. You know, my biggest thing, though, here with the Milwaukee Bucks, and I think, you know, Giannis, clearly, the things that he was saying, he was trying to get to management.
Yes.
And they
he did.
And clearly,
he did.
They responded.
Yeah.
I just wonder now the way the rest of the Eastern Conference is going to shape up. A lot of ton of pressure on Damian Lillard. He hasn't been to even a finals yet.
And I would think for Milwaukee,
the minimum would be a making it to the conference.
What does this do to Philly?
Well, I was.
Philly, which now is even further outside.
What about James Harden to Miami? And Drew Holiday, by the way, probably going to get flipped. And I would think there'd be a lot of teams.
I'd be willing to do that. He's get Drew Holiday.
Drew Holiday's built like a linebacker.
Yes.
You know?
But we got to watch the Harden situation now. We could have more breaking news tomorrow. Yeah.
Real quickly, though.
That'd be good.
Milwaukee, Giannis said, you know, can they make the moves to stay competitive? They made a move to get Drew Holiday, won a championship. Now they made the move to get Damian Lillard. So they've done what Giannis wanted.
He should be re-engaged.
100%. Re-engaged, 100%. All right, let's move to baseball. The Phillies clinched a wild card with a win, and the Brewers clinched the NL Central despite losing. That's because the second-place Cubs flubbed a win in Atlanta. Right fielder Seiya Suzuki lost a ball in the lights that would have ended the eighth, but instead allowed the Braves to tie and go ahead. Cubs pitcher Drew Smyly says the team just has to, quote, turn the page. Mike, how confident are you that the Cubs can do that?
I'm not.
Really?
No, you know I love this team my whole life. My whole life. And, you know, 2016, if we do lifetime highlights, my life.
Yeah.
Birth of son, Cubs win. I mean, it's way
year.
Up there. It's yep. it's that. It's all. I'm maybe exaggerating a little bit. So I love this team. And I love what this team has done to be a year early. But last night, and by the way, I'm not putting this on Suzuki. I'm not.
He's been great.
The Cubs had a 6-0 lead. It can't come down to 6-5, and you've given up all these runs when you have a 6-0 lead in Atlanta. You know what Atlanta is, and Atlanta was awake because the Cubs had won 2 out of 3 against the Braves when the series was in Wrigley earlier in the summer. No, they've blown too many. They have so many one-run losses. They had back-to-back walk-off losses to Cincinnati, I think early August. And you look at all these losses, these one-run games the Cubs have lost, there's going to be a half dozen of them.
Yep.
And they're going to miss out on the wild card spot probably by a game. Yeah. They lose the tiebreakers anyway to the Marlins and to Arizona. No, I want this to happen. I want to be wrong. But, Frank, 6-0 lead.
Mr. Optimistic over here. A couple of things. You're gutted for Suzuki, who's carried the teams at
this
point
great.
This season. In September, he's batting over 370. But you mentioned being a lifelong Cubs fan. How quickly you forget 1998, the 25th anniversary just passed, where the Cubs, on the verge of, you know, helping themselves in a pennant race, and it was Brant Brown dropping that fly ball in the sunlight of Milwaukee. What happened, Mike?
Frank,
they didn't fall apart. They ended up winning a playoff game against the Jets.
That year.
Well, it happens.
I'm old enough
to remember.
This
isn't the Black Cat
times.
Running across the dugout in 69.
It isn't? You sure?
I just gave
you
an example. 25 years ago.
Do I need to go to 2003, which is more recently? Do I need to do that?
That was
you don't want to play this Cub misery game with me. You really don't.
There is an omen, a good omen for
Let's,
you.
You know what? I'll be very happy if you're right.
Yeah.
Hug you tomorrow if you're right, later in the week. Let's move to the American League where the Mariners stopped their 4-game slide. George Kirby threw 6 shutout innings as the M's beat the Astros and moved to within a half game of Houston for the third and final wild card. Frank, would you rather be the Mariners or the Astros from here on out?
Mariners are home. I'd rather be the Astros because I have Framber Valdez going there tonight against Bryce Miller. Here's the thing about this game. We're prone to hyperbole. This is the biggest game of the MLB season. The loser of this game tonight is going to be in a lot of trouble because Houston gets the Diamondbacks, and then, of course, the Mariners get Texas for 4 games. So it's not in Texas.
It's
about to
get them in Seattle.
Yeah, but they're going to win. You know, they're probably going to win the division at this point. Here's my thing about the Astros. And when we all talk about this race, we look at the Astros and say, well, they've won World Series. They have experience. What happened last night? It all started when Jose Altuve airmails a throw to third base over Alex Bregman's head. Then Kyle Tucker did the same thing. So the team that you look at and think, you know what, they've been there before. They
it's
have
not that team right
them.
Now.
That
Justin
was
Verlander addressed this, by the way. This is why I'd rather be Houston still. You mentioned Framber Valdez. You Verlander, you've got in your pocket if you need him. If
Sunday.
You need him.
That's right.
So I'm not going against Verlander over anybody in baseball right now. And Verlander referred to this in some remarks the other day. He talked about sort of the ups and downs that the team had not experienced in terms of its own performance in a couple of recent seasons, but they are right now. I just think the Astros have an awareness. Look, I may be slow on the take here to count on the Astros despite this recent evidence to the contrary. But I'm going with tomorrow starting pitching. I hung around
the dugout
in the office of Earl Weaver too long when I was a young baseball writer and talked about momentum being tomorrow's starting pitcher.
Yeah,
I'm going to go with those guys.
And I'll tell you, and let's give Kirby a lot of credit. It was bases loaded, one out in the top of the first. He got out of that, retires 12 straight at one point. He did a trip. That essentially saved their season. The problem is the Mariners tonight need
another
big performance.
We're going to be saying that for the next few nights.
You're right.
Where one game looks like
this one is a huge swing game tonight, the final game of this series.
Yep. We're going to take a break. But coming up, we'll enter Miami risk playing Lionel Messi. Bow your heads when you say his name in tonight's U.S. Open Cup final.
The Flamingos, they are. And the Liberty and Aces put up wins last night.
Yeah.
What's the word for that?
Yeah.
What's the deal?
I want to see that.
Be confident about the Cubs. Same thing happened 25 years ago.
No, we don't do confidence.
There was also a weird home run chase that year
as well. We pray.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Time to fill in some blanks with Fill In Frank. What's first?
Inter Miami would be blank to risk playing Lionel Messi in tonight's U.S. Open Cup final.
All right. Messi's got some issue with some old scar tissue.
Yep.
This thing doesn't necessarily just go away, that kind of ailment. I'm going to say properly ambitious, because all soccer teams talk about worldwide, managers, star players, is winning a trophy.
That's right.
Holding a trophy.
That's right.
This would be that team's second trophy since getting Messi. That's what they play for. He's 100 years old. You're not putting him on the shelf so he can be ready for some, you know, tournament in 4 years.
Yep.
You're playing Messi because you got him now. Now, this is his call. But properly ambitious, this is what these teams do. Why wouldn't you play him? What are you holding him out for?
Yeah, you're right. I think it would be justified. I think what's going to happen, because remember, in a final like this, if it's tied at the end of regulation, they play the 2 15-minute overtimes. So that's 30 extra minutes before it goes to penalty kicks. So I could see a scenario just like the game that I went to back in August in New York when he was tired. They wanted to rest him. They brought him on with 30 minutes to go. They're playing Houston. Houston isn't a great team. I think he's going to play, but Mike, this is a big part of it. If you start him, now you're looking at 90 minutes, maybe plus 30. That's a lot for a guy carrying this injury. So I think he's going to play, but I think they're going to bring him in at the 60th minute in a tight list. If they were losing 2-3 nothing, he's not coming. If they're winning 2-3 nothing, he's not coming in.
Yeah, but
if it's tied
is,
or they're down,
get down in the situation because Messi could have impacted the game earlier. You know anything about scar tissue injuries?
No, but I know. I'm sure it hurts.
It does, but it's not like it's pain tolerance, but it's not like having a badly sprained knee or a sprained ankle or a pulled groin or a hammy. Don't tell me Messi's not playing. I don't want to hear that.
And to your point, he's been all in. In the month of August, he played 600 minutes.
Yes.
That's the most he had played in a calendar month since leaving Barcelona. So he is committed to playing for this
team. Let me ask you one other question. We talk about GOATs.
Yep.
You think Michael Jeffrey Jordan would be sitting this out?
You're 100%.
You think Wayne Gretzky would sit this out?
You're 100% right.
No.
I think he's going to play. By the way, when he didn't play the last game against Orlando, they drew 1-1. Orlando's got a good team. So Miami, they're rolling, and he gives them a lot of confidence, obviously,
all right,
even when he doesn't play.
What's next?
It's blank that the Liberty and Aces both won last night.
This is very simple for me. This is fitting. Because, we're not supposed to root, but we're rooting.
Yep.
You want to see the two best teams in the sport play for the championship. That's the Liberty. And we see Breanna Stewart holding up her MVP trophy. We want to see them play for the championship. Plain and simple. So it's fitting that they won. Because I'm going to tell you, obviously, we thought the Liberty had to win that game.
100%.
Having dropped game one at home.
100%.
And listen, that was close. I remember checking the score last night because I was out. And it was a two-point game, and I'm thinking, wow, could the Sun pull off another win here and threaten this whole, scenario of the two best teams getting to the championship?
Yeah. My word is predictable, and hear me out on this one. First of all, the Aces are so much better than Dallas. A'ja Wilson finished third in the MVP voting. So like your buddy, Michael Jordan did a million years ago when Karl Malone won it, he uses it as motivation.
She took it out on,
Alyssa Thomas, by the way, finished second.
And she could have been the MVP.
And she got the most first place votes.
She could have been the MVP.
But here's the other predictable part. The Liberty needed the win. And Breanna Stewart's a great player. You get that trophy. There's all this distractions around. She shot 3 for 13. Now, she did have 11 points, 11 rebounds, 5 blocks, and 5 assists. The huge block that
team
she had.
Record 5 blocks, but including
how many
the big
times
block.
Have we seen a player get the MVP trophy that same night and they struggle? And I'm going to tell you a game. I was at this one a million years ago when they gave David Robinson the MVP in San Antonio in the Western Conference Finals, and Akeem absolutely tore.
I remember that.
Sometimes getting that award and having to play on that night.
Two nights.
But
the MVP and the ring ceremony.
I know.
Usually the MVP is presented in the NBA in the first round at like the second home game of the MVP.
Yeah.
This was an interesting time to present that to Breanna Stewart. Good for her to do other things to get beyond the 3-4
exactly.
Shooting.
Kobe Bryant's last ever finals appearance. Remember, he struggled, but he had like over a dozen rebounds in a game where she misses 10 shots, 10 of 13 shots. She's rebounding. She's getting 5 blocks, 5 assists. That's impressive.
Fitting.
That's right.
Or predictable. Either way, that's the final word. We're going to take one last break, but still to come, Michigan State officially fires Mel Tucker.
And a few thoughts on the late, great Brooks Robinson.
He was great. Maybe probably the greatest defensive third baseman of all time.
Yeah.
Not the greatest third baseman of all time, Michael Schmidt.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Time to get happy, people. Happy 28th birthday, Christian Wood. You head into your eighth season with your eighth team, this time the Lakers. Wood averaged 17-7 last season with the Mavericks, but got less than $6 million over two seasons from the Lakers. Part of that surprisingly low salary is due to his maybe longtime desire to play for the Lakers, and part of it is undoubtedly due to the many questions about his commitment. But the Lakers reportedly hope that Wood taking minutes at center along with Jackson Hayes can free up Anthony Davis to play more power forward. Frank, what do you think?
I know that you like the move.
I do.
I would like it too, as long as Christian Wood falls in line with LeBron James. Because LeBron James
isn't
going to stand for not committing.
This is up to LeBron. Committed. LeBron's got to ride herd here to some extent.
Yeah.
And sometimes that doesn't work.
8 teams in 8 years says
like
a lot.
Like DeAndre Ayton.
Yeah.
That pouting and
don't
lack
be
of
hating the under.
Sometimes you can't get them to do what you want to do. Happy anniversary, Greg Maddux, on this day 15 years ago. Maddux won the final start of his career in his second stint with the Dodgers. It was win number 355 for Maddux, a total that might never be reached again. The right-hander broke in with the Cubbies, who insanely let him walk to the Braves after a Cy Young season. Cubs chose instead to sign free agents Jose Guzman, Dan Plesac, and Candy Maldonado. What? Meanwhile, Maddux went on to win 3 more Cys in a World Series in Atlanta before returning to the Cubs for some mop-up duty, then splitting his final seasons between the Dodgers and Padres.
You know, 355 is 8th best all time. And you look at Greg Maddux.
It's 100 more than Verlander.
I know.
100 wins more than Verlander.
I think, he was a good hitter. He was a good fielder. He can golf, great control. You know, over his career, he faced over 20,000 batters. Only 310 of them ever got to a 3-0 count.
It's amazing.
And 171 of those were intentional walks.
We didn't
anyway.
Celebrate
Incredible
Greg Maddux enough.
Control pitcher.
Not as much as we celebrated really some others. A melancholy trail to Brooks Robinson. The Hall of Fame third baseman for the Orioles passed away yesterday at the age of 86. In 23 seasons, all with Baltimore, Robinson made 18 All-Star teams, earned 16 consecutive Gold Gloves, won the AL MVP in 1964, and played in four World Series, winning two, including the World Series MVP in 1970. Our good friend Tim Kirkchin, who would know, wrote today that Robinson is the most beloved athlete in the history of Baltimore, over Cal Ripken, Jim Palmer, and John Unitas. Kirkchin quoted the late sports writer Gordon Beard as saying at Robinson's retirement in 1977, quote, in New York, they named a candy bar after Reggie Jackson. Here in Baltimore, we name our children after Brooks Robinson.
Yeah, that's a great line. It's a great line. 1970 World Series, dominant hitting performance and also fielding. I mean, the guy, after all these years, still the best fielding third baseman of all time. The Orioles broadcast last night, they did a tremendous job all throughout the broadcast talking about Brooks Robinson. Gunnar Henderson last night, their great rookie who plays on the left side of the infield, there was one run scored in that game. He had a leadoff home run. Last year on Brooks Robinson Day, it was Gunnar Henderson who had just been called up. Brooks Robinson threw out the ceremonial first pitch, the last one he would ever throw, and Gunnar Henderson was the one who caught it.
Brooks Robinson, you know, you hear the testimonies coming out of Baltimore and other places from other players, including Dusty Baker and people talking about Brooks Robinson and what kind of man he was. He stood up for and with his teammate, Frank Robinson.
Yes.
When Baltimore, Maryland's the South, I know I live there, didn't really want to welcome Frank Robinson, who wound up being a Triple Crown winner and an MVP and leading the Orioles to those World Series you talked about. Brooks stood with him, with his arm around him, at a time where that wasn't automatic.
Yeah.
And it meant a lot and still means a lot when Kirkchin talks about how beloved he still is. We're running out of show. We've got to get to the big finish. Rookie quarterbacks Bryce Young, Anthony Richardson returned to practice today. Is that significant?
Let them, they're rookies. Don't worry. Let them rest a little bit more. Michigan State officially fired suspended head coach Mel Tucker for cause. Your thoughts?
I think he's going to fight. If you read everything, he's still maintaining his innocence. We'll see. Brooks Koepka said, if more LIV members want to make the Ryder Cup, play better. You agree?
Well, Justin Thomas hasn't played well. You said the American golfers haven't been...
They haven't done anything.
No.
They haven't been playing since the BMW.
The Athletic reports that the Warriors are close to bringing a WNBA team to the Bay Area. Good fit.
That'd be a great fit. Toronto and San Francisco.
Yes.
Last one. Garrett Cole throws against the Blue Jays tonight. Who you got?
Blue Jays. I got Garrett Cole. Blue Jays a game and a half up for the wild card spot. By the way, Garrett Cole going to win the Cy Young last start of the year. We're out of time. Thanks for watching. I'm Frank Isola.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. Here's SportsCenter.
Good job on Brooks Robinson.
I was around for the end of Brooks Robinson's career, but he was a broadcaster. Unbelievable person.
That's what everybody says.
PTI.